Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona where we lay our scene, from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parents' strife. The fearful passage of their death-marked love and the continuance of their parents' rage, which but their children's end naught could remove, is now the 2 hours' traffic of our stage, the which, if you with patient ears attend, what here shall miss, our toil shall strive to mend.
Gregory, on my word, we'll not carry coals.
No, for then we should be colliers.
I mean, and we being coaler, we'll draw.
Oh, while you live, draw your neck out of the collar.
I strike quickly, being moved.
But thou art not quickly moved to strike.
A dog of the house of Montague moves me.
To move is to stir, and to be valiant is to stand. Therefore, if thou art moved, thou runst away.
A dog of that house will move me to stand. I will take the wall of any man or maid of Montague's.
That shows thee for a weak slave, for the weakest goes to the wall.
'Tis true, and therefore women being the weaker vessels are ever thrust to the wall. Therefore I will push Montague's men from the wall and thrust his maids to the wall.
The quarrel is between our masters and us their men.
'Tis all one. I'll show myself a tyrant. When I've fought with the men, I will be civil with the maids. I will cut off their heads.
The heads of the maids?
Oh, the heads of the maids, or their maiden heads. Take it in what sense thou wilt.
They must take it in sense that feel it.
Me, they shall feel while I'm able to stand, and 'tis known I'm a pretty piece of flesh.
Oh, 'tis well thou art not fish. If thou hadst been poor John. Draw thy tool. Here it comes at the house of Montague's.
My naked weapon is out. Quarrel, I'll back thee.
How, turn thy back and run?
Fear me not.
Oh, really, I fear thee.
Let us take the law of our sides. Let them begin.
I will frown as I pass by, and let them take it as they list.
As they dare. I'll bite my thumb at them, which is a disgrace to them if they bear it.
You bite your thumb at us, sir?
Oh, I do bite my thumb, sir.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
Is the law of our side if I say aye?
No.
No, sir. I do not bite my thumb at you, sir, but I bite my thumb, sir.
Do you quarrel, sir?
Quarrel, sir? No, sir.
But if you do, sir, I'm for you. I serve as good a man as you.
No better.
Well, sir.
Say better. Here comes one of my master's kinsmen.
Yes, better, sir.
You lie!
Draw, if you be men.
Gregory, remember thy swashing, brother.
Ah! Ha, fools, pull up your swords. You don't know what you're doing.
What? Art thou drawn amongst these heartless hinds? Turn thee, Benvolio. Look upon thy death.
I do but keep the peace. Pull off thy sword or manage it to part these men with me.
Wait, draw and talk of peace, I hate the word, as I hate hell, all Montagues, and thee. Have it, thee coward!
No! Out, heroes, that partisan! Fight, beat them down! Down with the Capulets! Down with the Montagues!
What noise is this? Give me my long sword, huh?
Crutch, a crutch! Why call you for a sword?
My sword, I say! Old Montague is come, and flourishes his blade in spite of him!
Capulets, give you!
Hold me not, let me go!
Thou shalt not spare one foot to seek a foe!
Rebel your subjects, enemies for peace, profaners of this neighbor's sacred field. Will they not hear? What ho, you men, you beasts, that quench the fire of your pernicious rage with purple fountains issuing from your veins. On pain of torture, from those bloody hands, throw your mistempered weapons to the ground and hear the sentence of your moved prince. 3 civil brawls, bred of an airy word by thee, old Capulet and Montague, have thrice disturbed the quiet of our streets, and made Verona's ancient citizens cast by their grave-beseeming ornaments to wield old partisans in hands as old, cankered with peace to part your cankered hate. If ever you disturb our streets again, your lives shall pay the forfeit of the peace. For this time all the rest depart away. You, Capulet, shall go along with me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?